Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
We begin by acknowledging the Gabigabi people, the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast episode is being recorded today, and pay respects to their elders, past and present, and to their parents with children with disabilities.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F-word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Well, you probably won't hear quite so much swearing among the beans, you know. Well, yeah. Not suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, peas and beans and green vegetables everywhere. It's Gary Bean here, in case you didn't know. Nice to be talking with you. Thank you for joining me for my first beanie. This is what I would hope maybe and eventually will become the bean version of a snap pea, where I can hear your speak pipes and we can interact a little bit that way, because the snap peas are brilliant, right? Everybody loves the snap peas. I love the snap peas. They're such an excellent way to interact and engage with each other. So it would be great if we can do beanies in the future. Now, we're coming towards the end of our episodes for this year, for 2021. So if there's a beanie number two, it won't be until the new year in 2022. God, 2022, what have you got in store for us? Anyway, whatever it is, we will be able to get through it if we're together. So please keep sending in speak pipes. Just mark Gary or Beanie or something in the little message bar when you send them to Kate and Mandy, and they'll send them on to me. And I'll sort of hold on to them, and from time to time when I've got a few gathered together, I will put them together and we'll do a beanie like they do snap peas. We'll do a beanie. And I don't know how these will go. There's a certain spontaneity involved in it that I think will be interesting. As I listen to your speak pipes, I'll be listening live and responding as you speak. So that's the formula that works well in a snap pea. Let's try it in the beanies, see how it goes. So today I have 4 speak pipes to share with you. I haven't listened to them, but I do know what they're about, which is good because I can sort of put them in order. I did ask some while back if you were interested in sending me a speak pipe about the things that make you proud of your pea shoot or your bean sprout. Not necessarily what they've achieved, although that certainly can be part of it. But I'm mainly thinking about those moments, you know, those moments as a parent, as a pea or as a bean, where you are just, your heart is melting with pride and you are just bursting with it because you know what your kids are facing, are going through, are overcoming or struggling with, and you know the kinds of people they are. Not everybody gets to see them, do they? Gets to see or gets to know them. For various reasons. It's not necessarily anybody's fault, and it's certainly nobody's choice, but it happens, doesn't it, that as soon as a person encounters a child or even an adult with a disability, there is an immediate potential, at least, for a barrier where they don't really have a chance to get to know this human being, this wonderful person. But you do, because you're their parents. So I would like to continue this if you'd like to. I've got a couple here, a couple of mums, a couple of peas, Katrina and Kiralee, who've sent in a speak pipe just telling us why they're so proud of their pea shoots. So we're going to listen to those. And then after that, there are two speak pipes here from our Mexican jumping pea, Elia, who, as you may or may not know, during some of Melbourne's, you know, peak lockdown, she was locked in. She was facing incredible stress. And so in the hangout, we were there to support her and talk with her and ask her what she needed, but also to have a little bit of fun if we could, to give her a smile. And so I started asking her, how do you swear in Spanish so that you can swear at the coronavirus in your native tongue and have some real, you know, get some real satisfaction out of it? What's the point of swearing if it's not satisfying, right, in a time of need? So I did ask her if she would help me to learn to swear in Spanish. And so she sent me a couple of speak pipes. Now, I have no idea how this is going to go because I don't think for a second I'm going to be able to, you know, speak Spanish along with her, but let's just hear what she has to say, because I'm sure that will be interesting. So let's begin. Let's start with this one. This is Kiralee, why she's proud of her pea shoot.
Hi, Gary. My name's Kiralee. I've been on some speak pipes before, so I feel like a bit of a serial speak piper, but I had to join in on the Being Proud one.
Thank you.
I've talked about my son before. His name is Topher, and he is 6 years old and has pathological demand avoidance, which basically means that he can't cope with everyday demands. Anything that feels like a demand triggers the threat response in his brain, and he goes into fight or flight very easily.
Fight or flight.
So everything is quite challenging: getting dressed, brushing teeth, getting in the car, going to school. Basically anything that feels like a demand is very, very difficult for him.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of him every time he does those things, which
of course you are.
Sometimes I might be able to get him to clean his teeth once a month. But in those moments, I'm pretty proud of him. The thing I really wanted to mention was the fact that last weekend my little sister got married, and Topher was in the wedding, and he wasn't expected to do this, but it was hopeful that he would be able to walk down the aisle with his cousin.
Be in the wedding party.
And
of course.
He did it. I then had to walk down after him, and I sobbed the whole way because I was so proud that he had walked down the aisle in front of all the people looking at him. Such a huge demand, and he did it anyway. He didn't I think he didn't enjoy doing it, but he did it. So probably everyone thought I was crying about my sister getting married, which I was emotional about and very happy for her, but the reason those tears were streaming down my face was because my little boy managed to walk down that aisle.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
I also just wanted to say that I've really enjoyed your episodes, the Beanstalk episodes.
Thank you.
Just as much as I enjoy listening to Kate and Mandy. Thank you. Bye. Wow.
Oh, thank you, Kiralee. Oh. Now, Kate and Mandy didn't warn me about listening to these speak pipes live and recording at the same time. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kiralee. Thank you so much. That was such a... I mean, we could all picture it, right? There he is, dressed to the nines, and walking down the aisle, and everybody's watching, and there's music, and there's people, and there's sounds, and there's expectations, and there he is doing it, and you're following him, and we're there with you. It's... what a moment. Okay, do I need to pull myself together before I do the next speak pipe? I suppose I might. I'll try to soldier on here. But thank you, Kiralee, and thank you for your kind words about the Beanstalks. I'll have some more to say at the end of this beanie. It's been a great pleasure and a great privilege to do that, and I'm glad you've enjoyed them. Okay, so here's a proud P, Katrina.
What am I proud of?
Yeah.
Well, my pea shoot is actually a really good boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
He knows his girlfriend's favourite chip flavour.
Oh, really?
He knows his favourite girlfriend's colour in jewellery.
Oh.
Actually, every single piece of jewellery he buys her is quite stunning.
Oh, what a man.
He knows how to just sit by her side when she's having a bad day. They're actually really lovely together. I wish I could have a relationship like
Katrina.
That.
Oh, Katrina.
What else am I proud of for him? He's learnt how to cook this year.
Yeah.
I moved out of home part-time and he's learnt how to cook for himself.
Oh, that.
And if he wasn't sure, I'd get a random text message with a photo of something I wasn't quite sure about, and then an interesting phone call would continue on.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So I'm proud that he's learnt how to cook for himself.
Yes, such a huge thing.
I'm proud of him that he can use his ATM card without saying the PIN number out loud. And that he knows that money runs out
handling
now.
Handling money, yeah.
It's a pretty big thing
You're
to learn
right.
that.
You're so right.
Especially when you have an intellectual disability. I'm just so proud that he represents himself well outside of the house.
Yeah.
Inside the house, different
That's
matter.
That's fine.
Outside the house, when he's out and about with carers, at work, doing work courses, he always, always represents himself really well. It's really something that they don't tell you. When they first tell you your child has a disability, they don't say that you're going to have all those proud moments.
No, they don't.
I'm proud that he won awards at school. He's been out of school for a long time. But he won the Swan Medal of Excellence at the end of primary school and at the end of high school. Because he represents himself so well in every area. Hmm. He's not an academic, but he's a caring person.
Yeah.
He's the one that they would get to mentor the kids who were having a tough time transitioning to high school.
Income.
He's the reason that the kids got to go out and play sport on the oval with the
others. He's the reason.
Because he started acting up simply because he needed to run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you do need to get out and run and play sport with the other kids. That's what needs to happen. I'm proud of him for all of his achievements and for the person he's becoming.
The person he's becoming.
I have another pea shoot. And sometimes, especially lately, I'm just proud she's still alive. We've been through some really, really dark times together. And she's come out the other side. She's kind, caring, compassionate, and she's now caring for her brother.
Oh, Katrina.
It turns out she's neurodiverse. But for a long time, everyone said whatever it was that was not right with her was in her head. So, of course, that played with her head.
Yeah, of course it would.
Really, I'm a proud mum.
Yes, you are, and you have every reason to be.
It's a golden thing to be a mum.
Golden.
And I'm proud of everything they do. Oh, my daughter, Peashoot, she's entering work into art shows.
Really?
And she sold stuff at the art show.
There you go, yeah.
It's just exciting to see her growing and changing.
How wonderful.
It's really quite an amazing thing to see her now 5 years away from where she was at her darkest spot. Moving on with life, building
and
life.
And you are too.
It's golden.
Yes.
So I'm proud of both of my Peashoots.
Yes, you are. And we
they
are
really
too.
Just make me proud most of the time. I love being a mum. Thanks, guys.
Oh, Katrina. Thank you, Katrina. What a delightful description of the things that make you proud. Sorry, guys, this is not easy. I thought this would be easy, just listening to some speak pipes and responding as if we were talking on the phone. It's a good thing I'm not talking to Kiralee or Katrina today because I'd be a blubbering mess. All right, get a grip. Oh, Gary P. No, Gary Bean, get a grip. You're right.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, peas and beans, I know you're proud too, and I know the pride that you have in your pea shoots, in your bean sprouts, is something that not everybody knows about or gets to hear about. So please send in some speak pipes and share your stories too. You've heard, I suppose, if you heard my interview with Kate and Mandy, you would have heard some of the things that make me proud about my son, Christopher. He is, I don't think I'm going to be able to talk about it now that I've listened to those two. I don't need to do that today. Those of you who've heard me speak probably already know that it's the kind of person he is that makes me the proudest of all. So, right, here we go. Let's do some Spanish swearing, shall we? Because I think that might be a nice change of pace. Now, I've got two here, so let's see what Elia has to say.
Hi, Gary. This is Elia, the Mexican yes. Jumping Pig.
Yes, hello, Elia.
Chat about. I'm here to deliver the swear words. talk as you requested.
I did request,
Spanish.
Yes. So I don't know if I'm going to regret
this. I thought
this.
We'll start with the most common one in English, which is fuck.
So oh, okay.
Fuck is chingar in Spanish.
What? Chingar.
So, or chingo.
Chingo. Oh, dear.
For example,
language warning, everyone. Just remember the language warning.
Fuck you. Oh. Is yo te chingo.
Yo, I don't think I'm going
to say motherfucker. Hijo o
no.
Hija. Depending on gender. De tu puta.
Depending on gender.
And if you want to say this fucking thing, you say
oh, yes.
Chingadera.
Chingarera. The coronavirus is chingarera. Okay, I'm practicing earlier. Chingar.
C-H-I-N-G-A-R.
And you roll your R.
Chingos.
Okay, got it. I think I've got it.
Oh, and I thought I was listening to your beautiful talk with Tony.
Tony, yes.
And I hear you say about being the vegetable garden. So I thought, oh,
yes,
then you are a green bean.
A green bean, that's it, yes.
Is different than frijol that I on my last speak pipe, I tell you how.
Oh,
I
I've got your speak pipes back to front, haven't I? Frijol.
But I was wrong.
That's a different.
A green bean in Spanish is an ejote.
Ejote.
Not a frijol.
Not so, a frijol. Okay, ejote.
The difference would be like a green bean is an ejote, and
ejote.
A bean like fried beans, black beans, butter beans.
Baked beans.
Those are frijoles.
Frijoles. Okay.
So confusing the different languages, I guess. Let me know any other swear words
that I want. Oh, there's probably a few. I could...
I thought about beach.
Oh.
So that is terra.
Okay.
E-R-R-A.
It's a word I don't use, to be honest, but there are times perhaps for you when that's...
The translation would be the female dog.
Female dog.
Okay. So that's,
well, that's okay. You can use it then.
Another
a vet
one?
Would use that word.
Another easy one would be mate. My side of the country in Mexico, we say... Way.
Okay.
But if you go to the south of Mexico, that's not mate. That is an insult, like...
an insult? Well, you can use
like
mate as an insult.
You call someone a donkey.
A donkey?
more,
so you have to be careful where you use that word.
In the north of Mexico, it's good. Good thing,
okay.
But in the south of Mexico.
In the south, it's a bad thing. All right. Okay. I'll remember that if I'm in Mexico.
I hope to receive any feedback from you about my very
your Spanish lessons.
Yes,
feedback.
I keep thinking of new swear words to the beans. I'm so sorry to Mandy's and Kate's mom.
Oh, yes.
All of these.
Apologies.
Thank you. Bye.
Apologies to everyone. Oh, Elia, that has made my day. Thank you so much. It's possible to say mate here and either be friendly or be very nasty as well. You know, mate is one of those words that is quite versatile and can be applied in various different settings. Mate, and, you know, there's quite a few ways of saying it, but I'll have to keep that in mind when I'm in the north or south of Mexico. Oh, thank you, Elia. You are a tonic. What's Spanish for tonic, I wonder? You were wonderful. All right, let me just find this other one that you sent me, and I think we will listen to that one now.
Hi, this is a message from for Gary and the Beans. This is Elia, the Mexican jumping pea, and I thought I would send Gary a short message to start his Spanish lessons. So, Gary, we start with the obvious beans.
Bean thank
in
you.
Spanish is frijol.
This is the frijoli, yes.
J.
Frijol, okay.
L. Frijol.
F-R-I.
I hope I can
I'm writing
hear
this
you
down.
Start your
J-O-L. Frijol. Okay, I got that.
Spanish lesson.
But that's like
bye.
That's a fried bean. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Elia. Yeah, you're delightful. Thank you so much for that. Listen, this has been a very strange outing for me. Let's call it Beanie number one. And I apologize for getting a bit choked up there earlier on. I hope that you have found this an interesting, enjoyable, and perhaps, yes, perhaps profound listening experience. I'm not sure now, looking back on it, that I should have put Spanish swearing straight after proud mum speak pipes. On the other hand, maybe it was the perfect thing to do. Who knows? It's done now. Look, thank you so much for listening to the Beanstalks. It's been a bit of an experiment, let's say. Kate and Mandy very generously, very graciously offered me the opportunity to speak to some of the dads, and I found it an utter privilege and an honour to just sit and listen to the stories of some of the dads out there. We've made, I think, a good start. And in the new year, I would love to hear from anybody who would like to join me. Mums and dads as a couple together would be fine, as long as we've got the dad somehow in there. Dads or brothers, uncles, you know, if you're a bean, even if you're a professional, a peafessional, a beanfessional, whatever you'd be called, a beanfessional. That sounds like something you'd do at the church. I don't know. But if you feel like you'd like to come and have a talk to me, I would love to hear from you. So please get in touch with me through the Hangout on Facebook or email Kate and Mandy through their website or a SpeakPipe or whatever. I would look forward to opportunities in the coming year to speak with more dads and more of the blokes out there about dads and blokes. It's a journey that we're all on, and it's nice to hear some guys' voices coming into the mix and presenting their perspective too. It's interesting, isn't it, how similar the perspectives are between the mums and the dads. I suppose that's not surprising. But also there are some differences, and I'm finding those really important to be able to listen to and take part in. I'll get going now and leave you to it. I will wish you all the very best for the Christmas season, the silly season that's coming. This is the season that gets you in all the feels, doesn't it? Not necessarily in a good way. And so let's be there for each other during the silly season. We know that the plague isn't finished with us yet either. At the point of recording, we're just hearing about Omicron variants and all of this kind of thing. So look, it's easy to get overwhelmed. We can be there for each other, and let's face it, without each other, I'm not sure how we would get through this. But together we can. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for embracing me and the Beanstalks and allowing us to be a part of this community too. All the very best to you. Have the best day that you can. And I will look forward to catching up with you in the new year. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.